You guys are live. Watch what you say.
Thank you.
Sorry guys, that's on me. Couldn't get out. I tried to leave, and Miss Shaddix looked at me like, "No, you better sit back down." So. Let me.
Lame-o.
You're recording already, Dr. Benjamin.
All over it. Thank you.
Okay, it is 6:31, and we have a quorum established. Present are Regina Reisinger, Travis Owens, Paul Reeves, John Walthall, Blake Webb, and Don Rogers. We're going to move to our opening prayer. Dr. Mays, would you?
Sure will. Dear Lord, please look over us tonight. Even though the colder weather is here, help our souls stay warm. Please guide us as we try to make decisions for our school district. We're grateful for the families and students that are here to be recognized tonight. And we are grateful for your son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.
Okay, at this time we will canvass our votes from the November 4th, 2025 election.
All right, gotta pull it up, sorry. Okay, guys, so just recently on the last election that we had for the school board, trying to find the results, so I'll make sure I read this correctly. Okay, so we had four candidates that ran for three vacant spots. Regina Reisinger received 148 votes. Travis Owens received 125 votes. Holly Henderson received 110 votes. And Justin Tomachek received 78 votes.
Okay.
Miss Fleming,
yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes.
To
swear, we'll do the swearing in.
So the three people that would receive the open seats would be Regina Reisinger, Travis Owens, and Holly Henderson. And those three trustees will need to be sworn in with Miss Fleming at this time.
Do solemnly swear or
Okay. We will now do our election and reformation of the officers' seats.
So we'll need nominations for a president.
I nominate Regina. Second.
John. John with the nominated Regina and Travis with the second.
Any other nominations? Okay, and we need a motion. We need a motion to cease the nomination.
Motion.
Motion by John.
Second.
So a motion to cease the nominations by John and a second by Travis.
Okay, all in favor of the nomination for Regina Rice Singer? Okay, we have a yes by Travis Owens, Paul Reeves, Holly Henderson, John Walthall, Blake Webb, Don Rogers. Okay, we now need a motion to, we need a nominee for vice president.
Nominate Don Rogers.
Don Rogers.
Second.
Paul Reeves with a nomination of vice president for Don Rogers and John Walthall with a second.
Okay, we need a motion to cease. There are no other.
Motion.
We have a motion by Travis to cease nominations. We have a second.
Second.
By Paul. Okay, all in favor of Don Rogers for vice president. Okay, we have a yes for Regina Rice Singer, yes by Travis Owens, yes Paul Reeves, yes Holly Henderson, yes Blake Webb, yes John Walthall. Okay, this time we need a nomination for board secretary.
Nominate John.
We have a nomination of John Walthall. We have a second by Paul. Any other nominations? Okay, we need a motion to cease nominations. Motion by John. We have a second. Holly. Okay, all in favor of John Walthall for board secretary. Okay, we have a yes by Travis Owens, a yes by Paul Reeves, yes Holly Henderson, yes Blake Webb, yes Don Rogers, yes Regina Rice Singer.
Okay, so you guys got to keep Miss Flink happy. So Don and Holly, y'all got to switch. Y'all got to play musical chairs.
She said you got to move.
We don't make Miss Flink unhappy around here.
I was going to play some music and have y'all sit with
me. You stay in my pants. Keep it trash.
Thank you. Thank you.
You feel better now that your name's in front of me?
We're going to go to our student of the months now. We can start with elementary.
So, just for those of y'all that don't know, I have a CAPSA character assembly in the elementary school every 6 weeks, and the teachers are able to nominate students that they want for CAPSA character that exemplify the characteristics of a wildcat, and then I go through them, and that's usually who I pick student of the month for. And so, I went through, these are two different kiddos, and I'll explain why. Let's see. my little first grader with her fabulous first grade teacher who came to support. This is Miss Piper Johnson. Come here, sweetie. She's a bundle of joy. I've never seen her not smiling, not happy. We absolutely love having her around. This is what her teacher said about her. What a cat with character you are. You are kind, friendly, helpful, hardworking, determined, respectful, friendly, and the list could go on and on. So I just wanted to say congrats to you. You're a wonderful Wildcat. We're so glad to have you. Okay, my next one is Riley, my big fifth grader. So Riley came to me, Riley came to me many years ago, we were first grade, right? And he's come so far since then, and your teacher, he's a fifth grader, this is what Miss Fancher said about him. You are a perfect example of kindness and joy in our classroom, intelligent, engaged, and eager to learn. You are always smiling and giggling and willing to help others. You make every day brighter with your positive spirit and your thoughtful heart. Our class is truly better because of you, and I'm so proud to have a chance to teach you this year. And I'm so proud of, I mean, we've known each other a long time. You've come a long way, and I love very much. So congratulations.
Welcome, Holly.
Thanks.
All right, so our junior high student of the month is Miss Haley Randolph. Haley was nominated by Miss Amy Richardson, and she said about Haley that Haley's a very bright, I don't have my glasses, so we'll try to read this. Might have to. She's a very bright, polite young lady. She's very involved in activities at Mount Enterprise. Does an incredible job at making sure her schoolwork doesn't suffer. She's on top of all of her assignments, and nothing is ever late or incomplete. She's willing to help other students if they are struggling and does so with patience and kindness. She has shown herself to be trustworthy and is my go-to student if I need an errand or help with an activity. And that's by Ms. Amy Richardson and Haley Randolph. Student of the month is Mr. Lucas Burkhart. We must be struggling here to get the student. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know Lucas, you know he was nominated by Ms. Cross, and she said Lucas is an all-around outstanding student who consistently demonstrates hard work, respect, and leadership both in and out of the classroom. He shows a positive attitude toward learning. Outside the classroom, Lucas shines on the football field where his sportsmanship truly stands out. Balancing academics and athletics, he continues to set a great example for his peers. Mr. Lucas Burkhart.
I'm going to share a little story on Lucas, too, because it wasn't told. He's really tough. So when we went to Overton, he dislocated his elbow, which if you've never seen or heard about that, it's pretty gruesome, right? And like him and the family were like, so you can tape it and he can keep playing, huh? Like, no, he's done tonight. So he's a pretty tough cat, too. So we're proud of Lucas. So.
Okay, we're going to move to public forum. Do we have anyone signed up? Okay, then we'll move on to our reports.
Yeah, if you want to give everybody their opportunity.
Yes, This is open to the public. You're more than welcome to stay, but if you don't want to stay for the remainder of the opening meetings part, then this is your opportunity to leave.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you guys want to take this and pass it around? That's from the girls' basketball team and Miss Keely for the fans. We bought fans to put in there. So still. I don't know if you guys heard me. That's from Miss Keeling and the girls' basketball team. So.
Congrats to everyone. Very good day. Okay, so some things we've had going on. Of course, we did Harvest Festival, and we did our little adjective parade, which was super cute. If you saw any of the pictures, it was a good year of everybody. And then we had our first STEAM Day this past year. Past Thursday. It was glow themed. So we had Mrs. Mays in the high school doing science with the kiddos, which was amazing, and the student council kids were amazing. I've got to tell Miss Lane for that. I didn't tell her, so they were great with these kids. And then we did science technology. They did some cute little videos with some Play-Doh creatures that all glowed in the dark. They had a creative creature. It was awesome. Engineering. We actually went out and did stuff with the ag, which I didn't get to go in. I saw Miss Shattuck's outside teaching. I listened in for a little bit. And then we did some art, some cool glow stuff that we used in that glow pep rally that we had Friday. And then we did some fun makerspace stuff and some math in, with the PE gym. They did some fun activities with Winslow. So it was a really fun day. They had a good time. So just coming up, we've got UIL December 10th. Daughters of the American Revolution Contest. That was all due today, so I got me some great things turned in today, and then I'll get that sent off, and it's usually around March when I know the results of all that. We have a family reading night this Thursday night from 4 to 5:45-ish, and then about 5:45 we've got a third and fourth grade family folk night that we're doing, and Miss Easton's been working super hard and all that, and I've got Miss Phillips and Miss Redfield are the ones planning the family reading night, so I'm excited about that. They're doing it all throughout the community, so you go to the library, you go to different places throughout the community, so it's bringing the community in as well as having stuff at the school. So we're excited about that, and we're having a bus that's going to take kids around. And then we've got our book fair next week. We're doing a Thanksgiving. I didn't have this on there. The Thanksgiving lunch will be next Tuesday. No, that's not my thing, but we're doing a Thanksgiving lunch and inviting parents and all that stuff. Tuesday with Mr. Baird, and I think that is it. Yep, for the other day. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Freeman will give the secondary campus report.
All right. So now that we have to make these so early, I think I did this on October the 30th. That was our snapshot attendance for the day. It was 97.5. We were pretty proud of that. We're just trying to keep the attendance above 96%. You know, we talked about the funding and how that affects the funding. Our discipline report, as of October 30th, the high school had 2 discipline referrals. Well, that's doubled to 4 since then, which for the entire year, that's very, very positive. That just tells you about the character of our kids. And, you know, 4 in 12 weeks of school is pretty impressive.
It's ridiculous.
The junior high had 28 at the time. There's quite a few more since then as well. But just the maturity level of junior high kids compared to high school kids.
But nothing major.
Nothing major. No, just nothing major at all. That really number is about normal. It's not bad at all either. Some of the things we're doing, the teachers are for minor incidents are using after school D halls, and that's helped a lot. So, can't say enough about the discipline of our students at this time. I've been really pleased with that. Transfers, we did accept one transfer last week, and we denied one transfer last week. At the bottom, I added a little thing, STEM club.
Mr. Freeman, what's that young lady's name? Emily?
Emily Howard.
Emily Howard is the one that we accepted.
She's transferring from St. Francis.
She's a freshman.
They moving here or just transfer?
Just transfer. I added another deal that happened since October 30th is a STEM club, which is sponsored by Ms. Mays, went to the Piney Woods Chess Invitational Tournament. They took multiple students placed. One of our students, Micah Wright, placed first in that chess tournament, K-12 division. So we thought that was pretty cool. Upcoming events, I don't want to steal Mr. Belgart's thunder, but tomorrow's the Veterans Day program. He's put that together. I'll let him talk about that. That's at 9 a.m. November 18th, our students will do UIL writing here. We used to go and do it at a certain point. Now the students write at their own campus, and then they'll judge those. And 2 weeks later in December, we'll go to SFA for the UIL elementary, or junior high and elementary UIL competition, academics. And then our Thanksgiving breaks, the 24th through the 28th. And I made a note down there, classroom walkthroughs have been going well, seeing some really good instruction in our classrooms. Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to go back and do yours? Okay, we're going to go to Dr. Mays with the superintendent report.
So every year we're required to have a safety meeting. Chief and I went to with the county sheriff. So we went to saw John Wayne and had that county meeting. Representative Schaffner was in attendance, and we got to visit, me and a couple other superintendents got to visit with her afterwards. She was very pleasant, you know, and she wants to come see the district. And I said, well, when you got 3 minutes, come on. And we can knock the tour out real quick, you know. And so, but she was very pleasant. We talked a little bit about enrollment. We saw a decline in October we don't really know why, just lost some kids. We're at 483. Attendance is a focus. You know, we can take a little bit of a hit in enrollment with our attendance being over a percentage point higher than what we had a year ago. So kudos. I know the principals are tired of me talking about attendance, but it's important. The first step to being successful is being here. It's not always easy to have that conversation with all of our parents. Some of them don't share in that same philosophy about attendance. So that's tough. Other than that, I just want to tell you guys, we've had the audit. Some of the numbers, you know, they shift almost daily, but again, some of you guys that have been on for a while, you'll remember when we were talking about this bond and this construction project, we were trying to figure out a way. We were hopeful that we could have $1.5 million when we were done. That was the hope, that we could have $1.5 million. And just in October, we crested $5 million. In liquid funds. So part of that being the settle up that we talked about being a little bit larger than what we anticipated. And so, which leads to some of those capital projects that we've been discussing. But anyways, that's a wonderful thing. To the best of mine and Mr. Lee's knowledge, take the bonds out of, right? When you have bond money, but that's not really liquid assets because it's allocated. So when you're talking about $5 million in assets between our general fund and our investments, that is a really, really kudos to Mr. Lee. You guys are going to hear from Ms. Legrone today. And that has been a lot of hard work. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Lee? We have we have worked very, very hard at that. So that's that. Talk about board trainings. It's time we'll need to start scheduling and thinking about something. If you guys will look at your papers here, I tried to break it down where Ms. Henderson, you can kind of see where some of it's going to be specific for you. Some of the local governance things, you and I can meet on that, and we can knock some of that out. Just general overview, top operating procedures. I'm sure you'll have some questions. Maybe not. Maybe you'll figure this thing out quicker than I did. But if you have any of that, we can knock that stuff out. We've got to have a legislative update this year. We've got to determine whether or not you guys want to do this online with this QR code and you guys kind of do it at your own pace, or whether or not we want to bring somebody in. We also, it has been 2 years since we've had EISO, which is improving student outcomes is what that is, okay? And so that's where you're trying to look at how do we serve as a team of eight to try to improve our students' performances and their experiences. So we've got to have that this year too. Much like many things that we talked about in any legislative year, things change. Training has changed too. So you guys should prepare yourselves that trainings are going to probably be lengthy and probably be as engaging as War and Peace or some other novel that, you know, you might put on to at nighttime.
Well,
so
you're saying we can do it as a group. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, so we certainly can. Like I said, I've already checked on December. December is you know, so you guys make a note, our December meeting, because the way things pack up, is going to be December 1st, which will be really quick. It'll turn around really quick, but the way that's a shortened month, and with everything that we have possibly facing ahead of us, we need to try to knock that one out early in December so that if something were to happen to where something has to be rescheduled, that we have time in December. Because if we wait, then we may be having to meet over the Christmas break, and that is not entertaining. So we're probably looking at February or March for if we want to bring someone in, because again, the requirements and how stringent that board trainers are being held to has changed too. So the ones who have met the criteria, their calendars are more crowded than what they've been in the past. So, but the legislative update we could do online. EISO, you cannot do online. We would have to have that one in person. But like I said, there are options if we want to explore. Like we've talked about, you guys have, you know, SFA has put something on in the past. Region 7 is going to put something on. Holly, I'll visit with you. Region 7 actually has one like a week from tonight. You know, you guys also have real lives, and who can take off a Monday and go to Region 7 from 8 to 3? That's when it is, you know. So it's a challenge, but it's certainly something we need to talk about. Again, we've talked a lot in here about board agendas and what we should be required to say and not say, and those things are ever stringent, and they're examining board agendas and things too. They don't want any ambiguous language. They don't want school boards trying to certify an agenda that might would be vague to where a school district tried to, or a board tried to do something where it wasn't considered appropriate public notice. So we're just trying to, you know, we're trying to be as transparent as we can on our agendas, but that is something that's being examined across the state. So, yeah, I agree. We've come a long way. So, any questions for me?
Okay, then we'll move to Mr. Lee with the budget report.
Yeah, here you go. Take that one.
In the front.
It's in the front pocket.
All right, so we talked about this last month. Here at the beginning of the school year, we're generally behind as far as expenditures versus revenues, and that is true now. So we're between, like, if you say all the funds were $300,000 behind revenue to expenditures, we always catch up in the spring, and it ends up have spent less than we brought in at the end of the year. So nothing to worry about at this point, fairly normal. And then Dr. Mays was mentioning the money that we have both in the bank and the Lone Star Investment Pool. You can see those back. We did close the capital projects account at the bank this past week. So that money, the little bit of interest that it had accumulated over the last couple of months, we just dropped it over in general operating. You'll see that next month. It wasn't much.
That was the bond account. So good.
Capital projects was the bond account. That's where the money went from the bonds. That's what we spent the money out of for the construction. We have made our last payment to Barry and Clay. So we
woohoo!
Cheers.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. So we're supposed to have 3 months supply in the account.
Yes, sir.
3 to 6 is what they recommend.
And so we can't touch the grant. I mean, that's. Is that involved in
the what now?
The grant money that came back.
Oh, the settle up?
Oh, the settle up.
Just went in the general fund.
It just went. Yes,
and we
just
went moved it to investment. So
what does that do to our 3 month supply?
We're good on 3 month supply.
So you're to answer that, the investment pool counts as it counts towards your fund balance. So
and we can move that money back and forth.
Yes.
In a day.
Exactly. And we have tested that theory. We have tested that theory. As long as we make a request, well, like a request, right? Everything's on the computer. As long as we put in for a transfer or something from the investment pool by 2 p.m., we have it the next business day. So that's a.
And I would say 3 months supply is probably going to be in the $2.5 million range when you consider payroll. That's probably a very conservative. That's kind of how I operate. You know, it's more than probably really is, but I feel good. $2.5 million would cover us for 3 months. So we're in pretty good shape right now.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Hey, Coach Ponder with the athletics report.
Nothing going on.
No, that's happening. Junior high athletics has moved into basketball. Girls have been working toward basketball at the junior high level for quite a while. The boys finished up junior high football last week. We were super happy with the season of the boys. You know, everyone has a different philosophy of junior high athletics and athletics in general. I think at the junior high level, the most important part is getting the kids out and having participation. We had 29 kids playing junior high football this year, and that's 7th and 8th grade. That's probably the most we've ever had. Participation is good. The attitudes were good. You know, if you have that going on, you have a chance to move forward in the future and build a program that will remain to be strong. Excited about what they did. We're transitioning into basketball. The junior high guys, one group is going to off season. The other group is starting basketball this week. They will be rushing to prepare for the first game. The girls have a little more time to prepare because they've had an off season program for several months leading to this time of the year. Girls basketball is underway, getting started. Coach Nichols is excited with where we're at right now and hoping to keep moving forward and prepare. You know, we have a tough district, and we're going to need everything we can as far as being prepared and getting ready for girls basketball in the meat of the season. The boys have finished up the regular season for football. We're starting the playoffs this week. We're very excited about where we are. We think we are very fortunate in a lot of aspects as far as the health of our team and the attitude of our team and the way our kids are working. We're in a great position. We're by no means backing in or limping our way into the playoffs. We are going to be better than we've ever been at any point this season, this week. We will need to continue with that type of level of performance to do the things we want to do. So we appreciate everyone's support. One thing that I need to mention that I know we've talked about it, but like the fix, the repair of that back gym is huge for our athletic program. So like last year, and even before our floor was damaged, it hamstrung how we were able to do things with the boys and girls practicing and off seasons and all the different things that are going on at the same time. Being able to have two gym floors is huge for the programs to be able to practice and run a functional program, put us on kind of a level playing field with the guys we're playing against in basketball and just off season in general. So we appreciate your support on that. Any questions?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Krill with CTE report.
All right. Several of y'all, I don't know if everybody went. I know several of y'all were in there before we come in here, and the kids were presenting their LDE stuff.
That was a cool thing.
The ladies have done a spectacular job. They've got a lot of people a lot of people that's bought in. I'll be the first to tell you, LDEs is not my thing, but them ladies have took them, and they've got kids excited about it. We got a bunch of kids. I think there's around 35 or so that's going to the district competition this week, Wednesday. They're going Wednesday, and then the following week will be area, which I look for us to have several teams advance. But, you know, this is 1A through 6A, two that we're competing against, lobby and all that. So very proud of where we're at with them right now. Next week, we're going to AI Deer over at Matt's place, and kids always enjoy that. It's a good thing for them. We're going to a welding competition next week also. And we're starting Russ County projects this week, which is a big thing. Y'all kind of talked about budget and things. I'm just going to tell you how we're doing. When I took over the ag program, we were in the red in our student activity fund. When I get the stuff in from the check-in from this next thing, we'll be sitting at about $30,000 in the green. So I'm very proud of that. Kids have been working hard, busting their tail. That's why we're a little late getting started on our projects, but in the long run, I think it's good for them. You know, y'all are very gracious with the money y'all do give us, but we try to do our part too and pay for as much of it as we can. So thank y'all for that.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Hey, Mr. Belgart.
Also nothing going on.
Yeah, everything that we've got going on in the fall is happening in the next 7 days. Tomorrow morning we have the Veterans Day program at 9 a.m. and that's going to be really neat this year. We're excited about the band is playing really well on that stuff, and we haven't had a lot of time to put it together, so it's going really well. Wednesday, the high school twirlers go to UIL contest in Lufkin. We expect them to do well. Thursday is going to be the musical. We have our only dress rehearsal will be in the morning, and then the show opens up Thursday night at 7:30. Friday is the playoff game. The band is so pumped about it. I think the band might be more pumped about it than the football team is at this point. They won't stop going on about it. So having a good time there, and we love cheering on our band kids that are also on the football team. That they live for that. Then Saturday, another performance at 7:30 p.m. A Fiddler on the Roof, and then Sunday at 2:30 is our matinee performance. And then Monday, we take junior high OAP to UIL contest in Panola. Also on Monday, Mrs. Fryman goes in for her surgeries. She has two pretty intense surgeries that day. So if you would keep Ms. Fryman in your thoughts and prayers. Her doctors want her to be out for a couple months, but you guys all know Mrs. Fryman. She's like, I'll be back in a week. So I told her she needs to get rest so we can have her in the spring. But everything has been really great with her prognosis so far, so she's in great shape. And then as soon as Monday's over, then we're going to jump right into the holiday festival, which we're going to try to make bigger and better than ever this year. And that's it for now.
That's it.
So Mr. Belgart's modest. He's not telling you that he and Miss Lee they're not getting a sub for Miss Fryman. They're just gonna pick up the slack for a whole however long it is. So that speaks to hard these two work. And,
Yeah, how are you gonna help me?
Who was that?
I think it's cool every time one of the band kids that's playing football does something. Every one of the band kids goes yelling out their name.
I don't think there's a more popular kid than Sean Lloyd. When Sean does anything,
Harry's popular.
I like the way they cheer. Everybody else has got like two syllables, and they're like, Sean.
But you have no doubt which kids are in the band.
Yeah, yeah. Full support.
They're super loyal to each other, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Putting pressure on Ponder.
Yeah. This is going to be play Sean, play Sean.
We ran Pookie over the field at 10 home, and we had too many. We ran him off, and some, people started booing me.
Up 40 points, got booed. Coach Ponder got booed because Pookie came off the field. Yeah. So. Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Check on me Tuesday.
Okay, we're going to move on to our action items. We have deliberation and consider approval of minutes from the board meeting on October 6, 2025. Deliberation and consider approval of payment of current bills. Deliberation and consider approval of TASB policy update 126.
Okay, so also, guys, it's time for me to mention, and this one's... It's been on there for a few years, and I've just kind of, you know, we try to... Some of it's how much we can stomach to change, but the truth is, with some of this and what we're scrutinizing, and I hope this doesn't come as a real shock to anybody, but we probably should change our wording on this just to deliberation of current bills, because you guys realize that when you approve the budget, the bills are paid. Now, if we exhaust something or needing a budget line item, you know, amendment or something like that, that's different. But like what you guys actually have, you know, that you get, that's a check register. That money's gone, right? So the truth is, moving forward, that's going to probably be one. And by all means, I'm not telling you guys don't ask questions about it. Like, hey, ask, hey, what is this and everything? But the wording there that says consider approval of payment of current bills is probably not our best way to word that, because if you guys were to happen to say, I don't think we're going to approve it this month, I don't know what we would do, because that money's already left the bank. So just know that, like I said, that's one of the minor things that I think, just in wording, that moving forward we'll probably have that as just deliberation. We'll still leave it in the same time, be the time for you guys to ask any questions.
Do we have any questions on the minutes or the bills or the TASB policy update 126? Okay, if we have no questions or comments, then we need a motion.
Motion
by John.
Second.
Second by Blake. All in favor? Okay, we have a yes vote with Paul Reeves. Yes vote Travis Owens. Yes vote John Walthall. Yes Regina Reisinger. Are you still looking, Don?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Don Reisinger, yes. Holly Henderson, yes. And Blake Webb, yes.
Also, just to kind of speak to that, guys, it's kind of had us in a little bit of a quandary with everything being moved up a week early, right? Like with the agenda and everything. So we've been trying to wait to run the check register as close as we can. What we're going to do is we're probably just going to run it when I send you guys the agenda, and just know that there's going to be a week of things that have happened, you know, expenditures. But you'll still see everything. Just the window that you're going to see is going to be from a week before the board meeting to a week before the board meeting. So if that makes sense to everybody. So you won't see what we spent Thursday. So that'll help us out, not trying to wait as long to get it out.
Okay. Deliberation and consider approval of new transfer students.
What was your name again, Clay? Emily
Howard.
And nothing.
And I had one. Cameron Solomon.
Fourth grade, correct?
Fourth grade.
Okay, any questions about transfers? Okay, then we need a motion to approve. Motion by Don, second by Holly. Oh, was it Blake?
Yeah.
Okay. Blake. Sorry.
Second by Blake.
Okay, all in favor? Okay, we have a yes by Paul Reeves. Yes vote by Travis Owens. Yes, John Walthall. Yes, Regina Reisinger. Yes, Don Rogers. Yes, Holly Henderson. And yes, Blake Webb. Okay, we will move to our TEA bus seatbelt reporting by Mr. Chamberlain.
Take one.
Yes, sir.
In that packet, there is an email that I got from TEA that they're wanting this seatbelt deal reported by. It opens November 11th, but we have till the 29th of May of next year to report it. It's one of those deals, they still got two more legislative sessions to fully approve it, but it's wanting all school buses in the state of Texas to have seatbelts on them from front to back. 3-point harnesses. Right now, we have two buses that are in compliance, and then we have three big buses that are not, and one small bus that is not. Right at the very back, there's a quote from Buck, which is the only approved installer in the state of Texas right now. It's $32,000 just for the seats to be installed. Two buses we have, that'll be around about the right price. Other two buses we have, we'll need floors. Floors are $30,000. Another six.
Is that $32,000 for the two buses?
No, that's per bus. Per bus. Yeah, that's per just bus. Per bus.
Plus a $30,000 for
yeah.
Four.
So two of them, we do have we've got 2004 and a 2007, which I found out in the, I tried to go for a grant for the Clean Texas deal, and it didn't go through because they don't deem the buses lethable for 5 more years. They say something will happen to them in 5 years. It's one of those, they've got so many miles, they're so old, you know, John.
It's like any grant.
It's a rough estimate. I got kind of figured up in my head. It's going to be around $200,000 to have everything in compliance, not including the little bus. You can take about half of that for that little bus. So it'd be about $15,000-$20,000 to have that little bus done. And that's 3-point harnesses with seats. Just one of those deals that kind of hard. It's TEA that's pushing it. The DOT is kind of pushing off of it.
Yeah, so this passed, and not to butt in, Mr. Chamberlain, but this passed the legislative session, right? Went into law. And what we're being told now from Region 7 is like, oh, hold up. Don't, like some schools jumped right in and just did it. It's by December of 2029.
September 1st. We have till September 1st of 29.
Of 2029 to be in compliance. So a lot of school districts dove right in and spent an enormous amount of money, and now, like, they're telling us, now what the state is wanting to know is they're wanting to collect data on how much it's going to cost school districts, because it sounded like a great idea. Yeah, we want to put kids in seatbelts, it'll be safer. And now all of a sudden they're figuring the enormous costs that are going along with this in the entire state. Like, if we're, you know, imagine what Henderson's having to do. Imagine, you know, and so so there's going to be, like Colton said, there's going to be at least two more legislative sessions before this thing has to be in compliance. Right now, we're kind of in a holding pattern, but we just kind of want to know what we might be looking at. And, of course, it's also a little bit of a game of Russian roulette, because the longer you wait, what's the cost of everything do, right? If you wait a year to get the buses done, it's not going to be cheaper. You know, so, but right now we're being told to wait. I would be, personally, my opinion, I'd be really shocked if there's not something that comes along with this, like they're going to grandfather buses in or something of that nature, as opposed, or they're going to attach some funding to some of this stuff, because they're really catching it because this sounded great, and now they're recognizing the cost that it entails, and they're catching some pushback.
How many buses do we have?
Running, we have six.
Couldn't we just consider if we got 4 years, just we could probably swap out, buy new buses over 4 years.
We got the two newest buses we have are 17 and 18.
Right.
Those Thomas. Technically.
And the Bluebird.
So we have the two that have seat belts. It's a Bluebird and a Thomas. Belgarts and that other one that we got down there. And then there's other two Thomases that don't have seat belts.
Oh, you're saying the two newest that we have
that don't have seat belts. And those won't need floors, but then again, it's...
I just hate to spend that kind of money on something.
Yeah, because in four years,
you're gonna be mileage and yeared out pretty
much. If this is the only place that's approved to do this...
For now.
What's the waiting line going to be?
So I went to a meeting about 2 weeks ago, and the seat wait right now is already super bad. Like, Bucks is having to wait 2-3 months on seats, and they're expected it to double every month. It's one of those hard deals. Like, there's a lot of people that are for it. There's some people that are not. It's just...
Well, I hope if this goes through, I hope you'd be recommending that we just swap out our fleet instead of spending much money.
And it's one of those deals, like, the cost... I've personally watched the cost the last 3 years. My year one at Jacksonville, we bought a 77-passenger bus for $127,000. Last year, it was $141,000. And I think I gave you a quote the first day I was here for $151,000. The problem is the tariffs. Like, the metal's getting tariffed when it comes in, then when it gets to ship to Mexico to make a frame, then when it comes back, it's getting a tariff again. So it's just doubling and tripling in cost of everything. So, and they're just looking to go up. They said by 2029, buses would be around $200,000.
You're talking about 05 or 07 or something like that. It ain't worth
putting all that money in. You know, two buses we got over 100,000 miles on them already, so we're pretty close to it. So, and those other ones, they're approaching 60 and 70,000 miles.
Talking about another bus and then work on other legs.
Yeah. So and you guys need to be aware. We're supposed to report this so that everybody's aware, right? But you guys are aware, we're kind of in a holding pattern. We're not eager to jump on this because I think it's going to change probably like the weather forecast over the next few years.
And I'm going to go ahead and submit it as soon as it opens. That way I don't have to worry about it in May. So they know. I mean, you take some of these bigger districts. Like, when I left Jacksonville, we had 22 buses that needed to be retrofitted. That was Jacksonville. Which Tyler, they're mostly all seatbelts now. But you take some bigger districts like LeBron. My uncle works at Lufkin. He's got over 40 buses that need to be retrofitted. You're talking about a bunch of buses. So. And when this deal came in 2018 about the seatbelts, there was a lot of schools that opted out of the seatbelts. So Chapel Hill, they opted out. There's a couple of other ones that opted out now. They're kind of looking back like we might have should have put them in there. But that's if it gets passed. Like, they may look at this and be like...
That's what's fixing that.
Yeah, I feel that way too, but... It may not get passed, and if it does, then that's kind of like we're talking about. We're kind of waiting to see what happens.
Yeah.
And they said we'll know, I think, by the end of next school year, they'll know for sure if it's going to be a law. So we kind of have plenty of time. So.
I bet you summer of 2027 there will be a lot of discussion that is had in the legislative session about this one. So.
But I'll as soon as this opens on the 11th, I'll go ahead and put ours in and it's done. So.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a deliberation and consider approval of expenditure for digital marquee and costs that go along with the digital marquee up to $75,000 and increase the budget function 199.81 by $75,000 from the fund balance.
So again, one of those things, you know, that we probably need to make the change in is when we do something like this, going ahead and taking care of kind of the budget amendment at this time. So you guys got two quotes in front of you. You guys will be shocked by this, but I'm waiting on a third quote from Spectrum, which is WatchFire. So imagine that they haven't got their quote in yet. But everything for the sign itself, you're looking at $50,000. Now, getting electricity to it, because it needs two-phase and all of that, you'll probably come off the rock building down there, because it'd still be in that same area as the old marquee, and it would be, you know, you'd see it driving up and down 3rd Street. You could also see it on Harrison if you were driving, right? So, anyways, that's that. That's the discussion. Is it a need? No. Is it a want? Yeah, it'd be nice, right? Like, these things are nice. Got to get an approval and make a decision on the sign. If truly the Bailey signs would be, if you were asking my opinion, that would be who we'd go with. They were the ones that actually came on site. They came here and looked around, and the other guys were just sent an email. And so that worries me a little bit, that when it actually gets down to it, their quote might be a little bit different. Oh, well, we didn't know we were going to have to do this, or we didn't know we were going to have to do that. So
is this all in?
So this is a separate company. This is Core Displays. One that just emailed. Bailey Signs. Okay. Again, sum it up for you guys. When you see MM, that's the number of LEDs that are in a square inch. Mm-hmm. So, like, the lower the number, the brighter the sign, you know? So that's why when you see, like, on the Core Displays, you see 6mm is more expensive than 10mm or 15mm, and that is, you know, again, it's like, you know, 15mm looks a little bit like Atari. 6mm is going to look more like your TV, and 10mm is in the middle of that, you know. So I don't know, that's a real basic explanation. So
we have any questions?
Not so much a question, but I mean, you're talking about our wants and needs. I mean, have we really evaluated what all our wants and needs are? I mean, I've missed a meeting or two. I mean, in my opinion, I'd like to table this until we have looked at a list of what our wants and needs really are and see where this fits in that list. Maybe take a survey of everybody from the janitor up around here, of what, you know, what the wants and needs are, and, you know, just kind of evaluate, put priorities before we just go to spending money on stuff.
Well, and again, like I said, kind of in the email, this is, I don't want you guys thinking like this is my top priority either. This is just as we started, these are the guys who got stuff in first, right?
I'm not saying I'm against it. I'd like to table it till we look at everything.
I don't take it that way, right? I really don't. So, like I said, we, you know, in the email, I sent several things, right, that we should probably look at doing. And like I said, we can certainly, I'm open to any of that, right? Like I said, the only reason I was bringing this up here is they were the first ones to send stuff in, right? Like, you'd think it'd be easy to spend money, but sometimes it's not, right? Like, I've got calls out. I've talked to some of you guys. Like, I've got calls out right now that I am having trouble scheduling people to come look, you know, to do work or to do things around here. So that's the only thing I'd say to that. Like I said, this is not a necessity. It is a want. The only reason it's getting discussed first is because these dudes jumped first before anybody else.
Well, actually, I'm not against it. I just would like, I'd like to make a motion to table it until we look at a list of other stuff, evaluate what our needs really are.
It's easy to spend.
Okay, any other comments or questions?
Is that something you could bring to us next month? I know you sent an email of it, but.
Yeah, for sure. You talk about put it on the agenda for us to discuss. We have deliberation on. And what I'd ask you guys, right, is just like previously, man, if you've got things, let me know, right? Like, I don't know. Maybe I've told some of y'all no, but I don't think I've told y'all no of anything. We'll look into it, right? Like I said, and again, big picture thing, what I would like to say is that settle up was $700,000. I'd like us to look at spending $350 of that, right? It was more than what we had anticipated. It does not put us in financial crisis by any means to do that. So like I said, there's several things. So we just think about it in that way, right? Let's look at spending this amount of money. If you guys have things, man, I'll do the legwork. I'll call people. I hound people. People get tired of hearing from me. And like I said, and we can try to have things more lined out. Like, okay, here's a sign, and it's about what we're looking at there. Here's this, and about what we're looking at there.
Would it be possible, like, for you to get some input from, like, everybody up here? I mean, like I said, from the janitor up, there may be some stuff that you hadn't thought of.
Sure.
I wouldn't know about it. I'm not in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Is that the amount already on that one? You're talking about only daily is $48.9?
Yeah, it's for the sign. That's the sign and the pole. I can't remember what the pole was.
I mean, that's the pole.
Yes, mm-hmm. But again, these jokers don't hook it up. They just come deliver your sign, right? You got to pay the electrician. But same thing we talked about, right? Like when we talk about locker room air conditioning, all the quotes that I've got on locker room air conditioning, they don't wire anything in. That's just the price of your units. You have to call the electrician on top of that to come and wire things in.
That's pretty common. You always have to supply the electrician where they put the unit at.
Yeah, so when in the commercial stuff, you know, it's not like it's not getting Billy to come wire it in for you, you know. So yeah, I can certainly do that. We will get feedback if you ask.
Do we need to vote to table it, or what do we need to do?
Yeah, we would. Cause
I'll make a motion we table.
We have a motion by Paul to table the deliberation and considering the approval of the marquee. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Travis. Okay, all in favor to table? Okay, we have a yes by Paul. Yes by Travis Owens. Yes by John Walthall. Yes by Regina Reisinger. Yes by Don Rogers. Yes by Holly Henderson. And yes by Blake Webb.
I would like to know what it cost to build a parking lot back there behind the school, though.
I've got one of the asphalt people really mad at me because we didn't go with him, so I don't think he'll give us a quote next time.
Well, I don't need his quote. Just use one we've been using.
He was really angry. Well, but Morgan, you didn't hear that.
We don't have any problem with him.
No, he's great. Listen, right. He's great.
What are you talking about, John? By the
in the L. Stuff? In the L. Right?
I couldn't even find a parking spot tonight.
Oh, I know. I know it. We've talked about it, right? Like that was on the list, right? Like that was on the list.
Kids park all the way down the street.
Yeah.
So that's been a thing too. If I have to search a vehicle, can I search a vehicle? I mean, what if one day there's something I need to get? Do I have authority to?
You probably don't.
Really, I mean, probably not. You're right.
We need that. We need to sign.
It just would be.
It is on the list. Yeah.
Yeah. It was on the list.
That's
right?
On the list.
Yep. It was on the list, right? So, like I said, the only reason. So, like I said, I can't get the one guy is not going to give us a quote again because he was not happy with me. So, I know. Yeah,
he was. He got me on the phone 2-3 times.
Yep. So, anyways. So, yeah, it'll be all right, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Okay, we will move to our deliberation and consider action of the 2024-2025 audit report presented by Morgan Legrone.
Guys, I'm going to let everybody else go. So,
Thank you.
See y'all.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Y'all have a good trip.
Rambo, will you open my office, though? Because KK is going to be coming down from practice. So. Yeah, if you would, because she's going to need to get in the building. So.
Thank you.
No, it's all good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Rally.
Thank you. And guys, there's food, so Morgan won't get her feelings hurt if we eat.
I will not.
Usually there's a mass exodus when it's audit.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I missed it. I thought I'd given you a good time.
Oh, no.
And these are Aaron Keeling cookies here, so you guys will want to grab one of those, I would think. So there's...
You got those forms with the sign if we don't know that.
I can send you another one.
Yeah,
I meant to look
at
I didn't
look
before I left. You know, I normally do.
You put that big bright sign up there in somebody's front yard.
Somebody.
I don't think about that. I mean, seriously. That bright, man.
They're trying to sell a house across the road.
Of course. I mean, I guess there's no orders against the matter.
You're the only one
that
said that. Yeah, if you had a problem, you would call me. Somebody would call me.
I just don't think that needs to be the first thing. There's money out.
Yeah, but I mean,
I know I don't have nothing. I do not have anything.
I actually remembered to bring it this year separate from the actual, like, the one that's in the report.
Okay, so I need to read it all.
Yes, well, you'll just fill it out if y'all do approve it.
Okay.
You can check there and then get signatures.
Okay.
And then Andy can just scan it and email it to me. I just have to put it in here for the one that goes to TEA.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
No, I'm not against it at all, but.
Then at the same time.
Well, we still got to, I mean, all the stuff on the list is going to have to be pricing.
That's my thing, is there, you know, if it parking lots. I don't have a clue how much that would be. That's got a lot of money. It's got to be.
Jim, Don.
Thank you.
Y'all take care.
I had somebody out here waiting. So, which.
She came from Blake Webb practice.
Yeah.
We could mind them, but yeah, it could be something.
Get your lemonade over there.
I think there were some drinks in the fridge, guys.
I didn't do everything.
Oh, is that what it was? Actually, Dr. Pepper's and stuff too.
I didn't know if it was very good or not.
Well, you are welcome to any of
them. You want one of these? I need another one.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to put it back, but I didn't drink it. I ain't going to.
From John.
All right, Morgan. You don't mind we eat.
I don't mind at all.
I want you guys to have this one because there was none.
So, I am Morgan LeGrone. I do see some new faces, and I am your outside auditor. And I always do tell y'all at the end, but I just want to make sure if you ever have any questions, if you ever have any concerns, don't hesitate to reach out to me and ask questions, email, call, come by. I'd be happy to explain anything.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? How's your husband?
He's good. He's good. He's actually working for me now.
I sure will.
Oh, okay. So this is the letter that I usually start with, and this is just professional standards require that I talk to you as those charged with governance about certain things that are in your audit report. The first thing is there was a new GASB standard that was required to be implemented this year, and I'll talk a little bit about that. It is GASB statement number 101, and it's related to compensated absences, and it's how the school district is required to report the liability, or potential liability rather, for paid time off that the employees have accrued. So that is a new accounting policy that's in your financial statements this year. Accounting estimates. We have several different accounting estimates that show up in your financial statements. One is the allowance for uncollectible taxes, and that's just based on historical averages. So the amount that the tax office says is outstanding, there is an allowance there for possible uncollectibility of those taxes. It's just based on historical averages. We also have the estimate for the estimated useful life of capital assets. And so buses, trucks, buildings, all of those things, you don't exactly know exactly how long they will last, and so it's depreciated over its estimated useful life, and that is that shows up in one of your financial statements. The next two are the estimate for the liability, for net pension liability and net OPEB liability, and it's net pension liability has been on the financial statements for about 10 years now with GASB 68. Net OPEB was GASB 75. And if you remember, I mentioned GASB 101. So we're all the way up to 101 now. They keep throwing things out for y'all to put on the financial statements as disclosures and liabilities and assets and things like that.
When's the last time they took something out?
Yes, that would be the thing. They don't take a lot away. I was actually looking at some of the old financial reports from many, many years ago, and they're just so short, and the reconciling items are so short, and I just think, wow, that would have been so nice. But the other estimate is the liability, like I said, for compensated absences, and the way that the standard is worded, it says that have accumulated and are more likely than not to be paid out. And so it really just has to be more than a 50% chance that they will be paid out. And so all of the things that I've mentioned as far as estimates are only show up on your government-wide financial statements and not your fund financial statements. So that's important because it's not something that has to be budgeted. It's not something that you have to approve as an expenditure item. It's not anything that shows up in the normal operations of the school district. Difficulties encountered during the audit. We never have any difficulties in doing this audit. Mr. Lee, Dr. Mays, Ms. Fling, everybody is very accommodating. We also get stuff from the counselors. We get stuff from, you know, child nutrition. So there's all these people that help make the audit run smoothly, and it really does. And like I said, the business office here is really one of the best. So they do a great job, and it's very appreciated from our end. Corrected and uncorrected misstatements. So I do a few journal entries to just adjust things for on the financial statements. I would say that none of them were material to the financial statements. And in fact, we start this audit so soon after year end that
Andy has to do a lot of the journal entries and then give them to me as I'm doing the audit. So even a lot of the journal entries are prepared by client, just because of how compact the season is as far as getting all the audits done. So I also appreciate that. I didn't have any disagreements with management. If I did have disagreements, that's something that y'all should know about, and I would tell you about it. I came over last week and had an exit meeting. We talked about the financial statements cover to cover, signed a management representation letter, talked about some of the, you know, like the bond project and how it's wrapped up, and maybe some of the potential projects that you have, and different things about, you know, the upcoming years, and I guess that's, and GASB standards, of course. Other audit findings and issues. So we didn't have any audit findings or issues for that are required to be reported on the financial statements or in either of the reports. So you have two reports, the independent auditor's report and the report on internal control and financial reporting and non-compliance. And so those are the two reports that you have this year, and there's not any findings or issues on either of those, which I will talk about right now. On the first one, it is on... And you don't have to, I can tell you about it. You don't have to turn to it. It's on page 5, and it's the independent auditor's report. And this is the one that says the financial statements are materially correct. It also, there is an emphasis of matter paragraph, which is out of the ordinary. It's something that you don't normally see because of the implementation of GASB statement number 101 for compensated absences. And so that was a change in accounting principle. And that also means that we had to restate beginning net position on your financial statements. And so the beginning net position has been restated to account for what your estimated compensated absence liability would have been at the beginning of the year. And so that's on your financial statements. And again, there's an emphasis of matter paragraph that just kind of talks about the implementation. The other report is towards the end. And it is on page 72, and this is the report on internal control and on non-compliance. And so there's not any issues of material weaknesses, significant deficiencies, anything like that, and no issues of non-compliance. And so that is also another report, a clean report. Last year, I think you had a single audit last year, barely. Barely a single audit. Y'all had like a single audit last year. It was a very small amount.
Yeah.
So a single audit is when you expend more than $750,000 of federal expenditures. This year you were well under that threshold, and so you were not required to have a single audit this year. So that is why you only have the two reports as opposed to three. Page 51 is your general fund budget. And the total revenues were $7,690,000, which was about $740,000 more than your final budget and the amount that you anticipated receiving. Your total expenditures were $6,516,000, which was about $433,000 less than the final budgeted expenditures of $6.9 million. Overall, let's see. There's a couple of numbers here. So the excess of revenues over expenditures was $1,173,000. Y'all did have a sale of a property, and then also you had transfers out to the Capital Projects Fund, which y'all talked about, of $265,000. So the total net change in fund balance was an increase of $927,000. So it went from 3.6 million to 4.5 million. And you were talking about earlier about the 3 months average, 6 months average. So I took the total expenditures of 6.5 million, divided that by 12, and that ends up your fund balance. I know it's not cash, so it's a little bit, but the fund balance of 4.5 million is about 8 months. So that's what that, y'all have about 8 months of fund balance. That was, if you didn't take in any more revenue, you would have 8 months of expenditures in fund balance. And I know that that's in cash and investments. Let's see. There's really not anything. Again, the compensated absences is just a net position adjustment. So that's on your government-wide statements and not your fund statements. I'd be happy to talk about that if you want, but it's one of those other financial numbers that's on paper. It's very, very different from like a bond or a loan, you know, where you know you're going to have to pay this much back. You know you're going to have to pay a bond or a loan, but the compensated absences is definitely an estimate and not really something that you would have to write a check for. Anybody have any questions? Did I leave anything important out?
Okay, if we have no questions or comments, then we need a motion to approve the audit as presented by Morgan Legrand County.
Motion.
Motion by John.
Second.
Second by Blake. All in favor? Okay, we have a yes by Paul Reeves. Yes by Travis Owens. Yes by John Walthall. Yes Regina Reisinger. Yes Don Rogers. Yes Holly Henderson. And yes Blake Webb.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thank y'all. And again.
Sorry to hold you up all night.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
Y'all are fine. Y'all are
thank
fine.
You.
If you have any questions, let me know.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
It's up here. You got it.
Thank you. Okay, that will make my dad.
You did a good job.
Yes, very good. Like you heard me say that Miss Keeling sent that box, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got some.
All right.
When you're doing it, what is oatmeal cookies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they changed. She changed the way it is now, so that because you have to say their name.
Really?
But you don't have to.
No, she's got yes, no, or open.
Oh, I got one. Do you have yours open? Here, let me try one.
I'm going to write it all down.
Yeah,
write it
down.
That was the first time.
So can't do it on that.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah. Ain't no Chick-fil-A.
And the bond was paid off. Is that no?
Not too close. Place off things like that, I probably
eat. Life payment.
So.
Come on.
I know. Barry and Clay.
Barry Clay.
The construction manager at risk is paid off. The last.
Yeah.
I think the last payment we made them was $400,000 or something like that. So, yeah, no.
But we do have them combined, right? I think I asked you that before.
Yes. So the athletic complex bond is rolled in. So, probably talking about 6 years, maybe, when you can. They call that calling the bonds. Because, you know, again, it's not like you're. It's not like when you go finance a car and it's one note. I know it's weird, but like when we sold our bonds, people bought them.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'll buy June of 2028 to January of 2029. Like one company bought like that, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and that's why like our average interest rate's like 2.7, which we were disappointed with. You remember, we wanted 2.4, 2.5, and now we're looking around going, thank the Lord, we got it. You know, because even school bonds are over 5% now, like schools that are passing bonds now. So it. I talked to Dieball, they just passed a bond in November. I mean, a week ago, whatever it was. And they're nervous about that part. Just because, and but part of that may roll off, right? Like when we get to a point where we can call those bonds, essentially, you can hopefully get rid of that part, and then potentially, kind of a layman's term, but you'd be kind of refinancing the rest of it. But we've also got to be real cautious because it might not be financially wise for us to do, because I may be wrong, but I don't know that we'll ever see 2.7, you know, again.
Well, with us paying off the Barry and Clay or whatever, did they ever come back and finish everything that they were supposed to?
Yes, and but an example. So, and everything's completely ours now, right? So, but like we found in the new cafeteria, all of the locks in the cafeteria are one certain lock except for one of the doors on the storefront. It's a different lock. And so it got unlocked. And so when Chris, you know, Chris comes to work at 2:30 in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, when he got here this morning, that door was unlocked. And so, you know, the truth is the custodians clean and they forget to unbolt, you know, it's one of those egress doors. And so, but so it's stuff like that, right? And so, like, I'm going to call them tomorrow and be like, hey, I know we're out of the time, but is that something y'all would fix or...
Is there not like a contractor warranty or?
It's 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, you, we spent $14.3 million and you get a 1 year warranty.
Both of them,
right? Yeah, yeah. So, you, and which expired August 5th.
Okay.
Right. Like, okay. I mean, because we moved, they turned the building over to us on August 5th of 2024. Hmm. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like I said, you spend $50,000 on a vehicle, you get a better warranty than if you spend your.
Probably they can stay in business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So, but anyways,
look at their side too, though. You turn loose 500 kids in a building you just built, and they destroy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they're destroyers. They already ripped a stall door off in the boys' restroom. You know, so. And I don't even know. I mean, obviously you're not watching in the bathroom, but I don't even know that it's intentional. You know, I think a kid will open and close a door, just standing there, opening and closing the door. So.
I probably slammed it.
Yeah. And it,
go in,
right.
Go out.
One of my sayings is kids are destroyers.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of their greatest qualities. Not maliciously. They just.
So we're going to get it fixed, all right?
The door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But we've got to get a new anchor, you know, for, because it's tile, right? So we got to get a new anchor to put in. So.
That stuff had to jump.
What property did we sell?
I heard that too. So that was the one tax sale that Linebarger, remember me telling you guys last year? Been here 12 years and we've never went to auction on a delinquent tax property, and I ripped them because our tax dollars are more important than they've ever been. We need to collect every penny for the bond, and they went to auction on one last year and sold it for $19,000, Andy. Yeah. 19, and so that's what she was saying.
That's what it was.
So it's not, we didn't sell a property.
Right.
The county auctioned off a delinquent tax property, and our portion that we got out of it was $19,000 in delinquent taxes.
But we couldn't book it as delinquent taxes. It had to be booked some different way because it was a property sale.
That's right.
That showed up as a separate line on the audit.
She said that.
What did we sell?
Did I?
Yeah, no.
Sold that Ford car for $19,000.
$19,000. $19,000.
Mm. We sunk that sucker right into the INS.
Can I ask this now? Everything new in the gym? When we start?
The back gym?
No, the front gym for public.
Oh, the for tomorrow? Your
bathrooms, everything good?
Yes. You know, we still got the dilemma that those restrooms have no, you know, that whole foyer has no air or heat. So. So they're cold. You don't stay in the restroom for very long.
No, I just meant to stalls up.
Yeah, so you know the crow's nest? Pain. We removed, the paint is not, the paint is flaked. It needs repainted. Mm-hmm. But we can't find anything that'll stick to the stalls. Like it.
Could you just not paint it? Like, take the paint off?
Have it brown? Yeah.
I don't know.
We can.
Does it last a season? Does paint last a season?
No.
Just keep, it won't take paint
at all?
It just kind of peels off, right? Andy's my paint guy.
Can you put some kind of epoxy or something?
Oil base, but you can't be in there for how long? 3 weeks?
You'd have to take them down and paint them, which makes them inoperable.
Yeah.
Because you can't take the stalls down and leave the bathroom. So that might be something we could do in the summer.
Yeah.
But then you got kids working out in the summer too. So.
Yeah. Well, and again, what we're really finding out too, and our maintenance department's really good, guys, but, you know, we always say things like, well, we'll do it this summer, we'll do it this summer, we'll do it this summer. Well, there's only so many hours in the day. Those guys did 11 classroom floors this summer. Mm-hmm. 11. That was basically the summer. Now, we saved a chunk of change by in-housing it. You guys remember we had Runnels do one floor, and it was $5,000, you know? So,
I just knew basketball's coming up.
Yep. Our first tomorrow. Game. We met today and talked about it and said, hey, and we looked at the gym. So we took the crow's nest down. You guys remember the old crow's nest?
Yeah.
Because you don't need it anymore. So that's gone. Really opened up that side, you know, a whole lot more. Again, you don't need it anymore. Huddle has changed. Everything's digital, right? Like nobody, you don't film anything anymore. The huddle does it. So, and we took the Agbacker sign. We just put it up on the wall by the Coach Nick sign. And we, you know, we took all the old signs down because they'd been up there forever.
Yeah.
And Coach Parsley has actually been kind of running that up, trying to see if she can, you know, get some people to either renew their sign or and have a system for like, hey, this will be good for X number of years. And
that's tough.
It's tough to do.
I was in on that. I'm telling you.
It's tough to do.
It will. And yeah.
You're asking people for money, right? Yeah. You're just asking people for money. You try to talk to businesses that maybe have a budget for it, you know. And
then people run out of gas on it.
Yeah.
If Parsley will do it this year, the next year, then nobody ever contacts them to collect them.
Right. Well, that's why we're starting a spreadsheet, right? We're trying to start a spreadsheet like we did with football and softball and baseball. We're trying to keep better track of that.
Well, real quick, when I got involved in it, the program, the people, I'll say the program, got disbanded. Somebody got mad. They gave it to the Agbackers when I was in the Agbackers. Well, everybody kept dropping the ball, and it just kept dropping. And you go to the people and go, nobody ever collected any money.
My wife took care of it for several years, and she finally got tired of messing with it. And I don't think anybody did it for a little while, because I think y'all started doing it somewhere.
It's tough.
But for 2 or 3 years, there nobody collected money on it.
I would say,
the girls' program has been keen on trying to raise some money on with some of that stuff, because they're going to that Christmas tournament in College Station, and so told them if they would help subsidize some of their own travel and hotel stay. So they've done that, and that's been part of that process, is the signs trying to, of course, the here you go too, Travis, right? Like asking about tomorrow, right? The sign company we're getting banners or whatever, vinyl, whatever, you know, same thing. They don't have them ready for tomorrow. We called them today and said, hey, we're going to pick them up. Oh, they're not ready.
Oh, we have a game tomorrow?
We got a home game tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, those bathrooms are good, though?
Like, what's that?
Everything's good in them bathrooms?
Yeah, they're functional. Okay. The paint is not great.
I just heard about those bad toilet seats.
I don't know about that, but toilet seats, we can replace toilet seats.
Yeah, from what this is telling me, is pretty bad. But they probably need to be replaced before tomorrow.
That's not hard.
Let me ask you this. We're in closed session now.
No, we are not.
Good. Okay.
No, we are not.
I was fixing to say, well, we kind of got out of what we're supposed to be doing.
No.
Yeah, okay.
There's the danger of us eating, right? Mm-hmm. We chase that rabbit a little bit.
Well, we just don't do that.
But we do need to go into closed session because I have two things.
Okay.
And I, again, two things.
Were they on the agenda?
They're school personnel.
Cool.
We have school personnel on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, well, real quick.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go in.
Yeah.
And then.
Okay.
No.
You did that one.
8:08. It is 8:28, and we will now reconvene in open session.
I have no action or further business.
Okay, then we need a motion to adjourn. Motion by Don.
Second.
Second by Travis. All in favor? And we have a yes by Paul Reeves, yes Travis Owens, yes John Walthall, yes Regina Reisinger, yes Blake Webb, yes Don Rogers, and yes Holly Henderson. Meeting will adjourn at 8:28 p.m.